have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. The love trap.
That's where it starts. It's always that sinking feeling. Something's not quite right. A little off. Maybe it is Mercury being in retrograde, but then again, maybe not. Melissa is about to tell us why she thinks her boyfriend is cheating and why she wants us to set a love trap.
So Liam and I live together, and we've been dating for a while now, and I went out of town last weekend and came back, and everything just seemed really off.
Okay, like what?
Well, okay, so the first thing was that I called him on Saturday night just to, like, check in and say hello, and he didn't answer. And I called him several more times, and he didn't end up calling me back until Sunday morning. And he told me he just fell asleep playing video games, but it was really weird.
Okay. Yeah. And he's usually, like, the type of guy that gets back to you pretty quickly?
Yeah, he always answers my calls, so it was just really out of character for him.
Well, we know in today's age, ain't nobody, you know, away from their phone for more than about 10 minutes.
Or at least, like, hey, I'm in the middle of something, I'm at dinner, whatever, I'll call you later. Something to let you know that they got your call or text.
Yeah, and it wasn't that late. He shouldn't have fallen asleep by then.
Okay, and then what after you got home?
Okay, so then I got home and I noticed, like, right away there was a picture of us, like, on my nightstand, and it was put in the drawer of my nightstand.
Oh, what? Hell no. Why would he even move it?
Right, like, there's no reason for him to put that anywhere. Like,
exactly.
And, yeah, it's so sketchy. And then also, he cleaned the whole apartment, and I noticed the sheets were washed, which would be really nice if he had ever done it in the entire year we've lived together.
Okay.
Yeah, that might be the only reason.
Yeah,
there's another thing. We know straight guys never wash sheets.
It's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so this is all very suspicious. Is there anything else you've noticed, though?
Yeah, there's, like, the nail in the coffin for me is that we have one of those Ring security systems, and I went back and looked at the, like, tried to look at the footage from the weekend, and it was, there's nothing from when I was gone.
So he deactivated it?
Yeah, he must have turned it off or something. I'm not sure.
Well, did you ask him about it?
Yeah, and I was like, what, babe, what's up with the Ring? What happened? And he said there was a power outage.
Girl, you could Google that.
Power comes back on, the Ring turns back on.
You confronted him with all these different things, and you told him, hey, I went and checked the footage, and then he said, oh, we had a power outage.
He said we had a power outage. He said he cleaned because he just, like, wanted the apartment to look a little bit nicer for me when I got home, and that he put the picture in the drawer while he was cleaning.
Good. Oh, he's good.
He's not. He's a rookie. He should have put it back then. Because when you clean, you wipe it down and you put it right back in its place.
Girl, you've never cleaned anything in your life.
But if I cleaned, I would do it like that.
When she imagines cleaning something, how she do it.
When she watches her mother clean.
She does it like that.
Okay, let's get to this. Melissa, I'm already convinced he's cheating. But we better find out. We're going to put Chad in charge of this because that's his job. He's going to set another love trap here next.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. The love trap.
Here we are inside the love trap. Before we actually get into it, though, remember, we are going to pay your bills right about 8:20. We're going to double that money today because that's what we do on Thursdays, and we pay your bills every single hour. So you need to be in on this at 997now.com. Now, Melissa just told us several reasons why she thinks her boyfriend is cheating on her. She went away for a weekend. She got back. Sheets were washed. A picture of them placed inside a drawer. Just strange stuff. That's why Chad is here to set the next love trap.
Hello?
Hi there. I'm looking for Liam.
Yeah, this is me.
Hey, good morning, Liam. My name is Chad, and I'm calling from iPoppy Flowers. We're a new business located here in the East Bay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, I'm calling because I actually have some awesome news for you this morning. Your name has been drawn as one of our lucky weekly winners to receive free flowers. It's our Spring Into You bouquet, which is essentially a dozen pink roses. You can choose to receive for yourself or send them to anybody you would like today.
Okay, so yeah, they're free?
They're completely free. You know, we're new business in the area, so we're just trying to kind of, you know, get our name out there in the streets. And today, yeah, the roses are free. The service and delivery free is included as well.
Okay, yes. I'll send them to somebody.
Okay, sounds good. So you want to send them to somebody, yes?
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Make it out to CJ. And do I get, like, a little message or anything?
Yeah, hold on. Slow down real quick. Let me get this in the computer. You said CJ?
Yes, CJ.
You can attach a little note. Liam, what do you want to put in there?
All right, just say, I haven't known you long, but it feels like I've known you forever. I love you.
Ooh.
Is this a f***ing joke? Who's CJ?
What?
Who's CJ? Yeah, hi. Who is this chick? I can't even believe I just heard that.
Liam, it is Fernando and Greg, and this is The Love Trap.
Yeah, Melissa's on the phone, your girlfriend.
Are you kidding me? What's going on?
Are you kidding me? What the... I would love to know what's going on with you. Who is CJ? Who's this woman?
Nobody. I don't know CJ. She's nothing.
On a card to her.
She's a friend from work. That's it.
Is she the girl that you had over last weekend while your girlfriend was gone?
What? Last week?
Yeah,
no.
The apartment, the ring footage is missing. You put our picture away. I freaking know.
I told you there was an outage. There was an outage.
This is such bull****. I don't believe you. You just addressed a card to a woman named CJ and said, I feel like I've known you forever. I love you. That's not something you do to a coworker.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing. I promise. Like, listen, I messed up once, okay? I'm sorry.
You did mess up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a guy, you know, we screw up all the time, okay? But, like, guys just do that. Like, this is
not how it works. That is not how it works. You don't just get a pass because you're a guy and you have a I don't care. You have to be faithful. We had plans. I mean, we talked about having kids and marriage. I can't believe you're doing this to me.
We can still do this. I swear. Okay.
Listen. Who is CJ?
Yeah, tell us who CJ is.
She's just a girl that I met at work, and it's nothing. It's over. She's meaningless, okay?
No, it's definitely over because you're sending her a card that says I love you.
I mean, it was so meaningful. You washed her sheets for the first time in a year, dude.
who are you people anyway? Why are they listening in on this call?
Melissa called us to get to the bottom of this, and that's what we're trying to do.
I don't think that you would be done over the phone with these other people here.
Well, you kept lying to my face over and over again, so I had to find some way to tell you, just get you to tell the truth.
Yeah, because Liam, your card said, I haven't known you long, but it feels like I've known you forever. I love you.
Yeah.
It seems like things have really progressed pretty far with you and CJ, if you're already telling her I love you.
No, that's just a lie.
Oh, so you're lying to her, too.
Wow, so lying to both of them.
All women.
Look, Melissa, I promise you. It's over. I can end it with CJ, and you'll never hear her
name again.
So
there is something to CJ.
Yeah.
Now there's something to end.
Okay, what else?
You know what, Liam? Guys, can you just hang up on him? Because I am so sick of hearing his voice right now.
Yep, perfect. He's gone. So, yeah, he sounds like a complete douche. I'm sorry, Melissa, but what a jack.
Yeah, I mean, we're done for sure. There's no second chances for this.
Have you ever heard of CJ before any of this? Like, was she just somebody he would speak to or mention?
You know, I think I remember him talking about a coworker named Caitlin, and I'm wondering if that's who it is. But I mean, I had no idea. I mean, we're done. He's going to have to find somewhere to stay until our lease is up because he's out of there. So,
okay, well, we'll follow up with you next week.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter the love trap.
Here we are inside the love trap. Before we actually get into it, though, remember, we are going to pay your bills right about 8:20. We're going to double that money today because that's what we do on Thursdays. And we pay your bills every single hour. So you need to be in on this at 997now.com. Now, Melissa just told us several reasons why she thinks her boyfriend is cheating on her. She went away for a weekend. She got back. Sheets were washed. A picture of them placed inside a drawer. Just strange stuff. That's why Chad is here to set the next love trap.
Hello?
Hi there. I'm looking for Liam.
Yeah, this is me.
Hey, good morning, Liam. My name is Chad, and I'm calling from iPoppy Flowers. We're a new business located here in the East Bay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, I'm calling because I actually have some awesome news for you this morning. Your name has been drawn as one of our lucky weekly winners to receive free flowers. It's our Spring Into You bouquet, which is essentially a dozen pink roses. You can choose to receive for yourself or send them to anybody you would like today.
Okay, so yeah, they're free?
They're completely free. You know, we're new business in the area, so we're just trying to kind of, you know, get our name out there in the streets. And today, yeah, the roses are free. The service and delivery fee is included as well.
Okay, yeah. I'll send them to somebody.
Okay, sounds good. So you want to send them to somebody, yes?
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Make it out to CJ. And do I get, like, a little message or anything?
Yeah, hold on. Slow down real quick. Let me get this in the computer. You said CJ?
Yes, CJ.
You can attach a little note, Liam. What do you want to put in there?
All right, just say, I haven't known you long, but it feels like I've known you forever. I love you.
Ooh.
Is this a f-ing joke? Who's CJ?
What?
Who's CJ? Yeah, hi. Who is this chick? I can't even believe I just heard that.
Liam, it is Fernando and Greg, and this is The Love Trap.
Yeah, Melissa's on the phone, your girlfriend.
Are you kidding me? What's going on?
Are you kidding me? What the... I would love to know what's going on with you. Who is CJ? Who's this woman?
Nobody. I don't know CJ. She's nothing.
On a card to her.
She's a friend from work. That's it.
Is she the girl that you had over last weekend while your girlfriend was gone?
What? Last week?
Yeah,
no.
The apartment, the ring footage is missing. You put our picture away. I freaking know.
I told you there was an outage. There was an outage.
This is such bullshit. I don't believe you. You just addressed a card to a woman named CJ and said, I feel like I've known you forever. I love you. That's not something you do to a coworker.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing. I promise. Like, listen, I messed up once, okay? I'm sorry.
You did mess up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a guy, you know, we screw up all the time, okay? But, like, guys just do that.
That's not how it works. That is not how it works. You don't just get a pass because you're a guy and you have a I don't care. You have to be faithful. We had plans. I mean, we talked about having kids and marriage. I can't believe you're doing this to me.
We can still do that. I swear. Okay.
Listen. Who is CJ?
Yeah, who is CJ?
She's just a girl that I met at work, and it's nothing. It's over. She's meaningless, okay?
No, it's definitely over because you're sending her a card that says I love you.
I mean, it was so meaningful. You washed your sheets for the first time in a year, dude.
Who are you people anyway? Why are they listening in on this call?
Melissa called us to get to the bottom of this, and that's what we're trying to do.
I don't think that you would be done over the phone with these other people here.
Well, you kept lying to my face over and over again, so I had to find some way to tell you, just get you to tell the truth.
Yeah, because Liam, your card said, I haven't known you long, but it feels like I've known you forever. I love you.
Yeah.
It seems like things have really progressed pretty far with you and CJ, if you're already telling her I love you.
No, that's just a lie.
Oh, so you're lying to her, too.
Wow, so lying to both of them.
All women.
Look, Melissa, I promise you. It's over. I can end it with CJ, and you'll never hear her
name
again.
So there is something to CJ. Yeah. Now there's something to end.
Okay, what else?
You know what, Liam? Guys, can you just hang up on him? Because I am so sick of hearing his voice right now.
Yep, perfect. He's gone. So, yeah, he sounds like a complete douche. I'm sorry, Melissa, but what a jack.
Yeah, I mean, we're done for sure. There's no second chances for this.
Have you ever heard of CJ before any of this? Like, was she just somebody he would speak to or mention?
You know, I think I remember him talking about a coworker named Caitlin, and I'm wondering if that's who it is. But I mean, I had no idea. I mean, we're done. He's going to have to find somewhere to stay until our lease is up because he's out of there. So,
okay, well, we'll follow up with you next week.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Fernando and Greg, let's wake these people up now.
Fine choice of Love Trap track this morning. Thank you, Shan.
You're welcome.
Fernando and Greg. And speaking of that, I mean, Shan, you and Chad do such a great job on Love Trap with the song. But also the flower shop names. We're getting many text messages saying iPoppy is the greatest. And I did want people to know that that's an actual shop. Jennifer Lopez is a partner in it with Chad. Chad and J-Lo are actually running that flower shop together. Mm-hmm. iPoppy.
Well, it was quite a love trap. We found out that Liam had spent the night.
Where is J-Lo?
Oh, no.
What do you mean she put A-Rod with that big old ring on her finger?
You know that she played a game called iPoppy or No Poppy or something like that with Andy Cohen on his show about a year ago or several years ago. And he said, put up photos of guys that she would be interested in. And she had to say iPoppy to the ones she said yes to. A-Rod was on that list before they started dating.
Oh.
And she said, hi, Poppy. So, but
go,
then
J-Lo
told him she would never date an athlete.
Okay.
So anyway, that's right. A fun fact from the flower shop this week.
Let's go over to Kathy right now. So Kathy, you're finding the bright spot in this love trap.
Yeah, I mean, at least he was honest.
I mean, he was.
It took everyone else.
I mean, it took him a minute, but he got there.
Yeah, I mean. He had too many leading clues. Like, why would you turn off the ring system? You got to put the picture back up. Like, yep. Come on, get with it, Liam.
Really? I mean, everything that she had told us beforehand was just like, wow, yeah, she's really got something here. So it wasn't too much of a surprise.
I just thought that
he was backed into a corner.
I just thought that these ring systems and Nest systems and stuff like that these days, it's going to, at one day, doesn't it have to end cheating? Like,
never.
You can't get away with it anymore.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Cheaters always
find a way. You're going to have to go to a neutral location, like a hotel or a motel or something.
Kathy?
Right. But his reactions were the best. He said, wait, what? Who? who are you guys?
And he goes, no.
That's got to be.
No. Yeah, that was the best. Like, I can only, like, when he said what, I imagine that emoji with the mouth dropped and the eyes all big.
Who says we're not a visual medium?
Him, right, we're just going to name him Emoji Liam.
All right. Thank you, Kathy.
We're working on the meme right now.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. Have a great day.
Tell our graphics department. Do we have a graphics department?
No.
Tell our graphics department to get working on that. That's funny. Thank you for the idea, Kathy.
Let's go over to Camille. Camille, what did you think about Liam?
Sam was right. He was total amateur. I mean, really. I mean, then he wants to come clean after he gets backed in the corner and panics. It's like, you know, I hope CJ was listening to all that. You know, look what you're dealing with, girl.
Yeah, well, I like that he brings down the whole, all of men. He said, we all do this, girl.
Right. Yeah, dirty. Dirty. You know, all his coworkers or whatever he's going to face are going to look at him so crazy today.
Yeah, it's like, don't bring down all the other men around here. Now they got to put up with it.
Someone's going to get him because, you know, they're going to be in trouble later because they're going to, everybody's going to be suspect now.
No, women have told us that on Love Trap Day, they do go home sometimes mad at their husbands for no particular reason.
That's funny. Yeah, no, me and my man, we laugh about it together. It's like, yeah, don't get caught slipping.
Oh.
She says with a knife in her hand.
Right.
I will cook.
Uh-huh. All right, Camille, thank you so much. 888-456-9970. You're talking about, like, locations. I remember a while back, like, I remember staying in, like, a hotel and went to visit my ex's parents, and we saw this couple in a car in the parking lot in the back of the hotel, and we're like, oh, we know what's going on over there. They're probably like meeting for like a little lunchtime thing.
They're too cheap to get a room.
That's how couples probably, or like not couples, but you know, if you're going to cheat on somebody, you got to do it somewhere like that.
Well, maybe they're too smart to check in because you check in, there's receipts.
Oh, well, that's why you got to bring cash.
That's why they did it in the car.
Oh, but then when you take out the cash from the ATM, there's another receipt.
Don't you watch enough Dateline, girl. You know, you can't do any, you can't even buy these burner phones anymore to get away with stuff because Walmart has cameras and they always get them on the Walmart camera buying the burner phone, the shovel, and the tarp
and the duct tape. Girl,
every
little thing
time.
All the supplies.
All right, you asked where J-Lo is.
Yeah,
she right here.
Hey Poppy.
Hey,
Fernando and Greg,
99.7 Now.
All right, we're unpacking the love trap right now. Liam got busted hooking up with a coworker named CJ.
Oh, my gosh. Anonymous says, as a reformed cheater, He did all the classic Telltale signs. Well, thank you, reformed cheater.
I love it. Is there like a list of all these signs?
I'm glad you're reformed.
Do not go ahead and do the sheets if you never normally wash your sheets. Mm-hmm. If you're going to take a picture of yourself in a frame and put it into a drawer, make sure you pull it back out the drawer and put it where you found it. And on and on and on. In fact, Victoria's on the line. What else did you notice from this love trap?
Yeah, so how are we not talking about that? The first thing he said was, oh, I fell asleep playing video games. That's why I didn't answer your phone, and I passed out, and so that's why I didn't get to you. And then the next story is, oh, the Ring alarm system, the power was down. How are you playing your video games if the power's out?
We didn't even follow that line. You are a detective.
You get our detective award. Congrats. I don't know what that is, but sure. Good looking out on that. All right, thank you very much, Victoria. More calls at 888-456-9970.
Maybe Mercury was in retrograde and
Mercury in retrograde did some weird things there.
Oh my! All right, let's go over to Sarah and her coworker. I've been listening. Or
Sarah,
at least
you
on
guys,
hold for
you
a while.
Guys call every week, and we still.
We love you.
All right, but we always put up Sarah and the coworker. What's the coworker's name?
Emily.
Hi. What's your take on the love trap?
I straight up, pretty sure my mouth dropped to the floor. The fact that he was all, you know, oh, said it to CJ, I love you, and then you guys popped in, and he backpedaled so quickly.
Oh my God,
and had the audacity to pull the whole, I don't know, CJ. Okay, I'm sorry. You just said you loved her 30 seconds prior.
Yes, like, fully saying I love you. Like, yes, you know her. Don't lie.
Oh, my God. I cannot, though, with this guy. The fact that you do it in your house with, you clean the sheets, you hide the picture, and you have a camera. What? I mean, I almost feel bad for this guy, because how dumb can you be?
Yeah, it's almost like he wanted to get caught.
I think, man,
yes,
but...
he did. And,
you are really
and his, okay, and I thought he, like, irked me. You have no justification. Oh, I made a mistake. All guys are entitled to that. Dude, I don't know what planet you're on, but you're tripping.
And then saying we can still get married and have kids. No, thank you. No, we can't.
Who's thinking about that when you're, like, getting busted for cheating?
I love it when Emily pipes in under the thing. Well, 650 right. says, I like the way he said, oh, it's just a coworker.
No. It's not just a coworker when you invite them to your house.
Ooh.
Hey. Uh-huh. Crosses the line. All right, Sarah and Emily, you're awesome. Thank you so much. You guys have a good day.
Oh, my Lord.
You guys call every week,
they
please.
Need their own little show.
Yeah.
Let's Sarah give them a and podcast. Emily.
Sarah and Emily.
They need their own little segment.
Tell them, you know what? We do the Fernando and Greg OT podcast every day. You can get that on the 997 Now app or at 997now.com. Maybe we'll invite Sarah and Emily to be on our podcast.
Yeah. Totally.
And they can unpack the love trap a little bit further.
On Thursday. Oh, wait. Thursday's our Jazzy's day. He would be upset.
He'll give it up for Sarah. We can move him to Wednesday.
He won't give it up for Sarah.
He is running in here.
Don't get him love trap.
That's right. He does love it. I don't want to break his heart. All right. Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you know why...
As a straight guy, I finally know why I'm single all the time. I clean my sheets. I pick up after myself. I don't send those eggplant pictures. It must be too many red flags. I must be a serial killer or something.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess that's why. That's got to be it. I do all these things.
Women do not trust a man who cleans his own sheets.
That must be the reason.
And Alex, in the gay world, we don't date guys who don't send those eggplant pictures. So no.
Yeah, you're
so you're screwed all around.
Or not.
I can't go anywhere.
I know.
Alex,
I'm sorry.
You really got to look at your life and make some changes.
Wait, Alex, since we have you on the phone, the dude said, well, all guys slip up once in a while. How do you feel about him saying that?
No. Hell no.
All right. Not
oh,
you.
Oh, my Lord.
Those sheets are always clean.
I know. When they do stuff like that, and it just gives everybody a bad
name. I clean my sheets once a week.
Hey, good on you.
You know what, Alex? I'm just new to this. I used to do it once every 2 weeks, and I read an article that you need to be doing it every week, and they put all these... bacteria material into the article, and I was like, oh, God. So now I'm a one a week or two.
Yes. My oldest sister, she wore a big-ass hole in her sheath. She hadn't changed them in months when we were kids.
Oh, my
Lord. You know, Alex, you just grossed me out.
Like, so my dad was always checking my sheath. Like, he's like, hey, did you clean your sheath? And I was like, yeah, I cleaned
it. That's funny.
You know, I also had to do my own laundry growing up.
Oh, my God, you're the perfect man.
Text us a picture of yourself so we can post on our Fernando and Greg Instagram.
You sound like a catch.
Wait, do you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram.
Shout it out.
Yeah.
All right, the Alexander J at Instagram. Boom.
All right, bam.
All right.
There you go. I hope you get a lot of followers.
Ladies, who you like, if you like a clean man and a faithful one, hit him up. Thanks, Alex.
This is like The Bachelor. All right.
I think I found him. Alex, guy that we were talking about on his Instagram, at the_AlexanderJ.
Okay, now this is a guy who just called in and said he's a straight guy. He washes his sheets. He's
once
faithful.
A week.
He takes care of himself.
Sounds like a real catch.
He picks up after himself. And so,
do you know how many girls are texting into the hotline right now asking for his number and his Instagram and everybody?
All right, so, Alex, and his Instagram again is?
At the_AlexanderJ. Hit him up, ladies.
All right.
One time
I hope
for the
that's
one
the
time.
Right one. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
This other guy. This other guy's going to be devastated.
Or happy.
But not knowing why.
But yeah, because he's about to get his Instagram.
Oh, my God. What if
up?
This guy that you gave out is the wrong guy and he's actually gay? And then all these girls are like hitting him up. This would be
just
awesome.
Just hit him with the unfollow then.
Never know.
That's okay.
And don't forget to follow at Fernando and Greg. Let's keep that going. We're trying to get to 17,000. Ultimately, 20K would be amazing for Fernando and Greg. Greg, you're over 10,000 at ThatGreg997. Fernando, for real.
Shan Berries.
And now, Dirty on the 30. Facebook and Instagram were down yesterday for the entire planet. When you logged on to check on your friends or read some fake news, you got an error message on FB. And for Instagram, you just kept getting the could not refeed fresh and refresh the feed, which is always so super frustrating. Or like if you're trying to post a picture, you saw that line that just kind of stops and then doesn't move anywhere. But eventually they did get it going, but it did take most of the day and they couldn't even figure out at first like why this even happened. Such a strange thing.
Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah, we've answered this question 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Mercury is in retrograde. It's taking us all down with it, including Instagram. Instagram and Facebook, one of the most powerful combinations of social media in the world, is not even strong enough to stand up to Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
how many people called in and said their Wi-Fi was down at their job? The connection was lost for
Kaiser
days
Permanente
at a time.
Reached out to us and said 2 days ago, all their power went out.
See?
It is
only
real.
One thing can explain it.
Now, that's an actual internet engineer had said that it was due to an accidental traffic jam issue with a European internet company. And this company handles so much traffic, it was able to take down Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram for the entire day. Here's the ironic thing, too. Everybody was trying to get updates on Instagram and Facebook via their Twitter because that was the only thing that was working yesterday. Just a weird, weird day. We'll see. And you know what? We just got a report earlier this morning from Jeffrey in New York who said that Instagram still isn't quite 100%
till March 28th.
Yet.
It's going to be phony.
You don't just come back up. It's like having the flu. You don't just come back 100.
Nope. Instagram needs to hop on the crystals.
The crystals, like the crystals, the energy charging.
Yeah.
The energy charging crystals.
Yes,
you need to hop on that crystal.
not what everybody outside my gym letting in one of those.
Not that crystal.
No,
please,
they need
no.
the quartz.
Shannon,
stay away.
What you say in the Bay Area.
They need the good energy. Okay, I'm
sorry. Okay. Friday, you and I are going out for your Dirty 30 pre-birthday Friday. Mm-hmm. I thought I did my birthday right, but you really do yours right. We are stopping at a crystal store on our way through that, and we are getting stuff to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And coming soon, the biggest boy band in the world.
Oh, BTS.
Come on, give me a little BTS. A little fake love. They're performing on Saturday Night Live next month. They're going to be on the April 13th episode. That one is hosted by Emma Stone, SNL. Of course, anytime you get a band this big, it's going to be sheer craziness, okay? And in fact, SNL has already heard, you know, they can only squeeze so many people into that studio to watch the show. and already have been bombarded with people who want to watch BTS perform live, all right? But April 13th is the date for BTS on SNL. That is going to do it for your Dirty on the 30.